Prayer, would you?
We couldn't get all the way
around. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the celebration of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the celebration of friends and family and feasting in honor of you. And we thank you for coming. We don't know when you were born. This is the date chosen, but we're grateful that we can celebrate you coming into the world. In Jesus' name, amen. So last Sunday, after church, I was in the bathroom. I know this is crazy. I was in the bathroom, and either I was curling my hair or putting on makeup or going to the bathroom. One of those three. I'm not going to tell you which one. And I said, Lord, what should I talk about Sunday? And I heard this real clear talk about today. Luckily, some thoughts came with that because that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Living in the day. So here's our verse. For there is born to you this day. It is in Luke. In the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. So I love this song by Elvis. Here it comes. Ready?
Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas?
Well, it can be. It can be if we learn to live in the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Not live in the past, not live in the future, whether by worrying about it or neglecting the day that you're in because you're dreaming about tomorrow, but learning how to live in the day. So Jesus is hanging on the cross. One of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. He's thinking about himself. Yet it says he blasphemed him, which would mean that he didn't really believe he was God. He was just like, yeah, prove it. Come on, prove it. Take us all off the cross. This man that's on the cross is unrepentant. But the man on the other side says, but the other answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed, justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. So this man is saying, listen, our past has caught up to us. We're now reaping what we've sown. Our past is caught up to us, and we're in a mess. That's where some of us were before Jesus, right? Our past caught up to us. We were in a mess. Then he said in verse 42, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Now, this man didn't know when that would be. It sounded more futuristic. He seems to be implying it's in the future, maybe at the end of time, whenever it is. But there's no real expectation that it's actually going to be today. Jesus answered and said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. Today, this day. I've told you this before, and I'm reminding you today that your past is gone and it doesn't exist. Your past does not exist anymore at all. It is over, never to be repeated again. Never. It's gone, it's over, it's no more. The only place that it exists, guess where it is? The only place the past exists is in your mind. That's it. It doesn't exist anywhere else. It exists in your mind. Even photos are just the glimpse of the past. But the photos aren't the past. It's a glimpse of the past. So not only is our past over, but it's been washed. It's been washed clean. Yes, it is over, but in Jesus, it is also forgiven. But people go to great extremes to try to get over their past, to heal their past, to numb their past, to run from their past into all kinds of damaging activities, all in regards to something that doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. Now, I'm not denying the power of the past, that it has had to ruin countless lives who can't seem to shake the past. But Paul gives us this amazing advice. I've brought it to you countless times, I feel like, but I love this verse, these verses here. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching. Reaching. Now, did Paul do many things? Did he do many things? Yes, but he says here, one thing. What he narrows it down to one thing. Even though it sounds like two, forgetting and reaching. Forgetting and reaching. That's two things. But Paul views it as one activity. Now, there is a golf swing. It's one thing, but it's two activities. There's the back swing, and when you're in the back swing, you're thinking of everything you should do right, and your mind is rushing with, oh no, what am I supposed to do? And then there's, what's the forward swing? Is that what it's called? Whatever. There's the back swing and the front swing. And Paul says there's forgetting and reaching. So I'm here today to prove your life swing. Not your golf swing. Malcolm can do that for you any day of the week, okay? Paul says forget and reach. Backswing forward. One thing, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So get this. Only in reaching as a lifestyle does the past lose its power to torment and hinder us. Only if you live a lifestyle of running after God, reaching after God, does the past lose its power to catch you. Only in pressing does the past not catch up to us. That's a good word. That's a good word. There is a supernatural enabling that comes when we live a lifestyle of pressing and reaching. When we are reaching and pressing into the day that He's created, this is the day the Lord has made, the past can't catch us, hinder us, or stop us. So there is this supernatural enabling that comes to believers who live a life of pressing and reaching and going after God. But it's not the word forget, it's actually the word forgetting. Why do you need to be forgetting? Because stuff happens every day. And you may have gotten over what happened to you last month, but yesterday they said, you know what, to you. And now you're in the process of forgetting yesterday. You forgot a month ago, but now you're having to forget yesterday or this morning. The reason he says forgetting is because life moves ahead. So every day I might need to forgive or be forgiven. In other words, so that the past doesn't invade my today, I need to forgive or be forgiven. Jesus said it this way, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I might need to forgive or be forgiven if I don't forgive, the past invades my today. If I don't forgive, the past invades my today. And if I don't repent and confess something from yesterday that I might need to, that sin from yesterday grows today. Did you get that? So Paul says forgetting, which sometimes includes forgiving and other times includes me needing forgiveness from God. Here's the deal. I don't want my past clouding my today. I don't want my past clouding my today. I don't want my past tormenting my today. You know why? Because it's my today. And I don't want my past invading it. I don't want my past bringing sadness and dictating how I feel today. You know why? Because it's my day. Really, it's the day the Lord's made, but it's my day. And I don't want my past messing up my today. It is my day. Not my past day. My past, I don't want it touching my today. Because today is the day the Lord has made. My past is past. My today is now. Now, how does this relate to Christmas? I don't know. Well, because Christmas is today. Christmas isn't yesterday. And Christmas isn't tomorrow. It's today. And today's a good day to fix your golf swing, your life swing. Okay, it's a good day. Only in reaching does the past lose its hold. Remember it. It's this day. This day in the city of David, a Savior is born. Then there's the future. There's the past, but then there's the future. Do you know the future has brought more sleepless nights or sleep-interrupted night than probably the past has? Now, we are fascinated by the future, right? Sci-fi stuff, we love that kind of stuff. But a lot of the stuff about sci-fi, it's apocalyptic. Destruction in nature. You know, they make so many destruction movies, earthquakes, tornadoes, tidal waves, all that kind of stuff. Hollywood has made billions and billions and billions of dollars out of apocalyptic stuff, but they've also made a lot of stuff off of galaxies far, far away. Have you noticed that? Oh, wait, I had it. Here it is. There it is. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Yes, they've made some money off of that, too. Oh, there you go. So when it comes to fears, it's not about the past. It's fears about tomorrow, about this happening or this or that not happening. But here's the deal. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Only today exists. In fact, the hours leading up to you being here, guess what? They don't exist. They're gone. They're over. You know what exists? At this moment. This moment exists. Whoops, it's over. Now it's this moment. You see, if now is the only thing that exists, why do we let the past that doesn't exist and the future that doesn't exist rob us of the now? Rob us of the now. I don't want my past and I don't want my future robbing me of this moment that I have to live unto God, to love people and to love God. Now see, my future is secure. If I really trust him, my future is secure. You know why my future is secure? Because he's already been there. He's already been there. And he has predetermined that he will not allow me to endure more than I can bear. He's predetermined that. He hasn't predetermined and planned every event that's going to happen to you in your life. Life happens. But he has predetermined that he will not allow me to endure more than I can bear. That's a good promise. That's why we don't have to worry about tomorrow, because he's already predetermined. He won't let us endure anything we can't bear. So if you think you can't bear it, that's a lie. He's predetermined an escape route already. Oh, you want a verse? Here you go. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. So since he's been to the future, I trust him completely for my future. So get this. The blood has covered my past, and his love has predetermined an escape route for the future. You're set. You can live in the day. You can live in, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is his time. This is his hour. I can live to him now. I can praise him now. I can trust him now. I can love my spouse now. I don't know about in 10 minutes, but right now, I can do it. I can do it right now. There's power for me right now to do it, to live it now. But when you live in fear of the future, I don't know if I can do it, or you live tormented by the past, yeah, but they did this to me. You can't live in the now, in the moment that God has created for you to live for him fully. I can seize the day. I can live in the now. I can live every moment to the fullest because he's covered my past and has my future covered. My past is covered. My future is covered. I can live now. I can live now. I can trust him right now. I can worship him right now. I can love my spouse right now. I can respect right now. I can forgive. I don't know if I can do it tomorrow, but I'm not to worry about tomorrow. I'm to think about the day. Right now, I can walk with God. So can you. Hey, you're in church on Christmas. I think you're doing pretty good. I think you're doing pretty good living for Jesus right now. How about when you get home? Don't worry about it. When you get there, the strength is there. God's there already. If we learn to live moment by moment, we can always tap into his divine strength that comes moment by moment. So today is Christmas. What a day. My past is covered. My future is covered. In fact, tomorrow my past is covered and my future is covered. So, for us who know Jesus,
oh, why can't every day be like Christmas?
Why can't he's already been there. Okay, my past is covered. My future is covered. Now, here's the thing I love about. Have you ever heard about the gift that keeps on giving? He's the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, it never stops. You experience Christmas presence every day of the year, every hour of the day. You experience Christ coming. The Mass of Christ, Christmas, the celebration of Christ, we experience that. So, you know that good old song by Andy Williams? Oh, wait, that's not Andy Williams. How about this one by Andy Williams? Wait. If the past is covered and the future is covered, every day it is Christmas. It is the Mass of Christ, the celebration of Christ. 365 days a year. Are you ready?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's not just one day. It's not just one time of the year. Believers experience this all the time. We experience this all the time. It's the most wonderful time. Why? Because we're in God, and my future is covered, and my past is covered. So it's the most wonderful time of the year, every day of the year. So why can't every day be like Christmas? I can't this feeling on endlessly. All right. That's my word for Christmas. Today. Learn to live in the today. Stop letting your past rob you, what people have done to you in the past. Don't let it invade your today. It's my day. It's the day the Lord gave me. And I don't want my past and I don't want the fear of my future invading my day. That's to be surrendered to the Lord. So, at noon today at Chef Serape, there is going to be a feeding and giving of gifts to people in the valley that have need. So if you're not doing anything between 12 and 3, or if you just can go from 12 to 1, or just can go from 2 to 3, or something like that, go down to Chef Serape and be part of this outreach that's going to be taking place. So, look at that. I've never got out this early. Well, I'm done. So you can visit some more. Let's stand and pray. Now, I'll just tell you this. If Pastor Dan was preaching 11:30, 11:40, we'd be saying, hey, come on. Everybody know Pastor Dan and Candy? Yeah. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for today. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers yesterday. And we thank you that you have been to tomorrow and you've secured our way. You have made an escape route. You have provided that nothing will be beyond what we can bear. And you will undergird us tomorrow to walk with you. So God, I pray today that we would rejoice in this day that you have made, this day where we celebrate your breaking into the world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.